Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Trying my best for a long time. I probably can't do the show now. I gotta go. Get a rebroadcast ready. I'm leaving. Love everybody. Well, I want to air this anti-Semitism thing that Greg Reese did, and maybe take a few more calls, and I'm leaving. And I'm going to leave for a while. I was about to take out 4 or 5 days. I think I'm taking off. A 1 month sabbatical, I'm out of here. And then nobody will have me. And I'm not, you know, it's just time to do it. It's time to split. I've tried as hard as I can. I've done everything I could. But I can't hurt myself anymore. I just can't do it anymore. Because I'll get blamed for whatever happens to this place anyway, so watch. I can't save it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I tried. At some point, you got to admit it's over. At some point, you got to admit it's all going to be shut down. We'll have our nuclear war. You can all starve the streets. Stop, Rod. Everybody's got a party to go to. Everybody's got some dope smoke. I get it. Hell, I'll go start smoking dope, maybe. Oh. And that's just it. I do have a really important Greg Reese thing that's a dovetail into Elon Musk that I meant to get to earlier, and then I'll take some of your calls. But I don't want to hear from the callers about what I'm saying right now, because I'm not playing around, okay? And, man, we used to be able to fund ourselves about once or twice a week, because I'd already have these authors and filmmakers on. About once or twice a week, we'd have Patriot filmmakers and authors on, and then we'd buy a couple thousand of their DVD or their book, and we'd sell it, and they'd sell some on their own site, we'd be able to be on air. And then we'd get that money to build the infrastructure. And over the years, for whatever reason, we stopped we just stopped ordering books and films, even though they sold. And man, it's been hell. I spent over 2 months trying to get this film and this book, and it's incredible. It's unbelievably powerful by Joel Gilbert in the store. And since our warehouse is up in Colorado, I just kept rescheduling Joel Gilbert, just trying to get a copy of the film so I could see it. And that took about a month. It wasn't his fault. He sent them to us. So I finally got it. I'm not complaining. I just can't do it anymore. And we finally got it and rescheduled for the third time, and then it's a default. Somebody's fault. I need a trailer for a movie I've seen. Or in the old days, we'd make a promo. That's my fault, isn't it? We'd make a promo where I'd say, I've seen this film. It's powerful. You need to get it. Man, we might sell 10,000 of these. And then that keeps it on air. It's my fault. See, I'm long in the tooth. I can't do this anymore. It's my fault. But we're not interviewing Joel Gilbert today. Probably never will. I might never come back. Because I can't do it anymore, man. I can't make every decision. I can't run everything. I can't sit there and say it's this way and that way, and then it's not done the next time. I can't beg people to be here over and over again. This crew's great. The ones that are here are great. It's people are too comfortable. But don't worry. You're going to have your nuclear war. You're going to have your depression, and it's not going to matter anymore. And the good news is the left's going to burn first. And I'm not a sadistic or vindictive person, but I am. And so all you leftists are going to starve to death and get everything you want. You think you're going to be running the death camps? You're going to be in them.
put this book out. The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Other networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and support the InfoWars.
All right, so I was up at about 5 a.m. and the great Greg Reese sent to me a video you're about to see. I thought, wow, that really ties into Elon Musk. I'm going to start the show with that and tie it into it all and explain how the censorship industrial complex works and how they're going to do it. I mean, and Congress doesn't get this. Or they don't want to get it. The public doesn't get it. This is an organized plan to outlaw every form of free speech. The globalists want to outlaw, and they can change it anytime they want. So, anti-Semitism and the origins of hate speech. This is a Greg Reese report. Now, obviously, I think the individual that's broken down in this report, here he is, spent 5 years in a German prison, even though he was a Canadian citizen. Ernst Zundel, remember him? He died in 2017. And I don't agree with him and his Hitler-loving and his statements like Hitler was a peace-loving anti-war person. That's a quote. I don't like Ernst Zundel. But Ernst Zundel was allowed under free speech, and that's what the Supreme Court of Canada said many years ago, to sit there and say Hitler didn't kill anybody. You're allowed to say the moon's made out of cheese or whatever you want. But for putting out information that might hurt an undetermined group of people, he was put in prison. And obviously nobody knows how many people Hitler killed. There were hundreds of millions of people getting killed right now, like died in World War II. They wouldn't know. They don't know how many people died in Maui. Still. So you can debate all day long how many people Hitler killed. There was an old Soviet report in 1945 when they captured Berlin that they found the evidence of 6 million killed at Auschwitz and Dachau. And then they did the math that at those facilities, that many couldn't be killed. And then out of that becomes people saying Hitler didn't kill Jews. Of course Hitler did. And now the people that helped do it get standing ovations at the Canadian Parliament. How many Jews did Hitler kill? 5 million? 10 million? Nobody knows. He killed a bunch of people. And he targeted Jews, and the final solution was a real document. But Ernst Zundel was a quack. And he was a UFOologist, all this stuff. And he hauled Hitler. He thought it was all cutesy. And that's his right to be a quack. But they put his ass in prison and extradited him to Germany. And now if you criticize open borders or say the shot doesn't work, they put your ass in jail. Or if you say two men can't have a baby or don't target 8-year-olds to have their genitals cut off, you're attacked. And that's how this works. First, it's don't say the N-word, or you get arrested. And then it's every other word. Then it's don't say that Hitler didn't kill 6 million Jews, or you get arrested. People are like, well, I think Hitler killed a bunch of people, a bunch of Jews. So, yeah, okay, arrest people. And now they want to arrest us for climate denial. Even RFK Jr. said that before, but now he's backed off of it. And they're trying to do it in Europe. And now people put up the image of the trans agenda and put a swastika on it, saying, hey, this is pretty Nazi to us. You go to jail. So they start out with something they think we'll all agree with, and then they move on to the next thing. And I knew I wasn't that important 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when they were running some days thousands of articles. I mean, every newspaper, big newspaper in the country, would write separate articles about me because they got their homework every day some days, usually hundreds a week. AP would be syndicated to thousands of newspapers, one article. Sometimes every news channel, local, national, you could flip through the channels, and Alex Jones is a demon, Alex Jones is a devil, he's peeing on children's graves, he's attacking people's houses. None of it was true. And I was like, they're getting ready to set me up and make me the example that when they take my rights, first it was N-word and Holocaust denial, but with Alex Jones, it's, oh, he's the populist. We just take his speech. And then once you could take my speech, not just one word, it's not enough to ban the OK sign or the N-word or denying the Holocaust. You got to deny a whole person to then once people agree to that or a Julian Assange, once you don't stand up for journalists, well, none of the journalists are safe. And it came out the Pentagon and the CIA and German intelligence and the EU were involved. Now they're out in the open saying they're going to arrest Elon Musk. Now they're out in the open saying, we said the president with Alex Jones, but the Wall Street Journal, right before I got banned everywhere, had a big article. And they said in there to News Corp shareholders, they said, we're going to ban Julian Assange, and we're going to keep him in jail. We're going to ban WikiLeaks off the Internet, and when nobody stands up on the left, we'll have them. And when we ban Jones and nobody stands up, we'll have the right wing, and then we'll ban everybody after that. So they got the right wing to be scared and not defend me and keep quiet, like Elon Musk still does. So they would get passed over by the angel of death, and then they got them to shut up. They could pick off the next person, the next billion people. Same thing with Elon Musk. So people say Jones is the most persecuted. No, it's Elon Musk, Trump, and then Alex Jones. Yeah, they've spent, for how big I am, more time on me than anybody else. But, you know, because Trump's been attacked a lot more, but he's got billions to defend. I don't. But this is a formula, skip the break, this is a formula of how they do this. And they do it over and over and over and over and over again. And now they have the AI, with Biden signing an executive order, have AI censor Americans. And what is that? Hey, the shots don't work. Vitamin C helps. Vitamin D helps. Ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine. No, we say it's disinfo, even though it's the truth. The establishment says it's a lie. You can't say it. And then when you say it, it's put in your database. It's put on your record with a social credit score that you're a bad person. So this isn't coming. This is here. And it starts with a goofball like Arndt Zundel. You know, are we saying Kanye West should be put in jail because he denies the Holocaust and he loves Hitler? No, he's obviously bipolar, out of his mind. He's admitted he's out of his mind. Even if he was right or wrong, but was cogent, he has a right to say that because you have a right to say it's not true. But he's just mad because anytime he criticizes anything political, he's called a Nazi. So he says, well, fine, I'll be what you say I am. In a way, he has courage. I don't agree with the perspective or how he went about it. So this Greg Reese report is really important. The only thing it leaves out is the transgenderism. Because, you know, we'll arrest you if you misgender somebody. Some big 6'5" guy walks in, just got out of 15 years, you know, for serious crimes. He's been bench pressing 500 pounds, squatting 600 pounds all day. He struts in, but he's got pink hair. He's standing there at the counter, some little 5'2" guy sitting there. He gets up the counter. How can I help you, man? Man! It's ma'am! And starts attacking everybody. So you're like, hey, I don't want to say the N-word. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. Fine, put people in jail for that. Well, I don't want to, you know, say that no, that Hitler didn't kill the Jews. Why? You know, I don't want to be associated with killing Jews. You know, that's what they tell you as an American. You're a Nazi if you're white. That, you know, it moved Hitler on the American people. You know, George Washington's bad. Thomas Jefferson's bad. Take down the statues. It's happening as we speak. And it's that famous Indiana Jones deal where he's in the temple. You see the meme and whatever it is. They're removing the statue and putting the bag of sand on. Well, they're removing Hitler and putting the American flag on it. I want to make a version of that. Or they remove Adam Lanza and they put Alex Jones on it. Remove Adam Lanza, Alex Jones. Remove Hitler, put America. Remove Hitler.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
not allowed to question that. And if you do question that, in Europe, you're going to jail. In the UK, and now in the UK, you question five-year-olds having their penises cut off, you're going to jail. Because they got to get you to accept insanity. Remember they asked Tim Cook, the head of Google, who runs giant death camps in China, on record. 3 million people in death camps, killing thousands a week. I guess she made a music video. He made one. You know, this is the same guy. I want to hear this in a minute here. A rapper. This is cool. Oh, I digress. Two women can have a baby in prison. Two men can have a baby. All of this is just to train you to accept absurdity and get you to say yes, sir, when they say it. So here is Greg Reese's report. It needs to go viral. It's on Infowars.com. We'll go back to your calls after that. Anti-Semitism, the origins of hate speech. Here it is.
Climate denier, racist, Nazi, and anti-Semitism are words that have been exhaustively misused to psychologically beat people into a submission of shame. It is a human control technology that works on many people. When you point out the facts which expose the man-made global warming theory as a hoax, you are called a climate denier or a science denier. We are expected to trust the science even if it doesn't scientifically add up. The group mind has been conditioned to look down upon those who question the official narrative. And the word denier or denial has been made into a curse. This deceptive wordplay,
by the way,
with the term...
Start over again. Yeah, the word denier means heretic, and you burn those at the stake. Like Galileo, you know, saying that the world was round, or that we orbited the sun, or Copernicus. This is being a heretic. Start it over, sorry.
Climate denier, racist, Nazi, and anti-Semitism are words that have been exhaustively misused to psychologically beat people into a submission of shame. It is a human control technology that works on many people. When you point out the facts which expose the man-made global warming theory as a hoax, you are called a climate denier or a science denier. We are expected to trust the science even if it doesn't scientifically add up. The group mind has been conditioned to look down upon those who question the official narrative. And the word denier or denial has been made into a curse. This deceptive wordplay, along with the term hate speech, both stem from the Holocaust denial trials of the 1980s. In 1983, the founder of the Canadian Holocaust Remembrance Association, who was a Holocaust survivor, filed a private complaint against German-born citizen Ernst Zundel before the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. In 1984, the Ontario government joined the criminal proceedings, and Zundel was charged of spreading false news by publishing the book, Did 6 Million Really Die? The Truth at Last. He was not making claims that the Holocaust did not happen, just that it did not happen as we were told. The main argument was simply challenging the number 6 million. Many others have worked out the math and concluded that 6 million would have been impossible based on multiple logistical factors. The charge against Zundel alleged that he knowingly published a false statement intended to stoke racial intolerance. He was found guilty by two juries, but was acquitted by the Supreme Court of Canada in 1992, who ruled it was a violation of the guarantee of freedom of expression under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. But in 1995, Ewald Althans got 3.5 years imprisonment in Germany for asking the same question. From a logical perspective, discussing observable reality should not be so emotionally offensive. But Zundel was a fan of Hitler and was surrounded by extreme neo-Nazis, so there was no sympathy for his persecution. And the term Holocaust denier became the absolute worst thing anyone could be charged with. Zundel left Canada and moved to the United States. In 2003, Germany issued a warrant for his arrest. U.S. authorities arrested him for violating immigration rules and deported him to Canada, where he was tried, found guilty, and given the maximum sentence of 5 years in prison for violating the Volksverhetzung law in the German penal code, which bans incitement of hatred. This quickly evolved into the term hate speech. And those paying attention could see that this would soon be used against anyone the government wanted to silence. The Zionist government, who funds and operates Hamas under the Mossad maxim, by way of deception, thou shalt do war, is openly calling for genocide of all Palestinian people under the banner of their God. Are we still bad people for asking logical questions based on observable facts? The number 6 million has been ritually used by Zionists since their official beginning in the late 1800s, decades before the Holocaust. It obviously means something. 6 million is a six followed by six zeros, and so it can represent 66. 66 is also two-thirds. The Hebrew prophet Zechariah wrote that two-thirds of the nation of Israel will be cut off and die. Many believers of biblical prophecy believe that this mass blood sacrifice is necessary in order for their Messiah to return. The Zionists seem to be no friend of the Jewish people, but by simply showing this information, many of you are triggered into thinking that I am an anti-Semite, a racist, or even a Nazi. And yet all I am doing is reporting on the unbiased scientific inquiry that people have had for decades in the pursuit of truth. Mind control is a real threat, and we are all affected. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Hi. I'm going to come back and take phone calls. I apologize to Joe Gilbert for not having him on. It's not his fault. It's my fault. I should have had a trailer ready. I should have been ready. I should have done that. And but we may never have him on. Who knows? So, but you can get his film and his book. It's an amazing film. Michelle Obama. She's a horrible person. Found out her secrets. Only the truth can stop her. And the book, Michelle Obama 2024, they're both available at InfoWarsStore.com, and that keeps this broadcast on air. They're definitely trying to get her ready to run with Gavin Newsom. It's very important information. All right, I'm going to come back from break and go to Daniel and Aaron and Tony and Tim and Jeff and Joe and Joe. That's it for calls. We'll take those calls, and then that is it. Got more news coming up. An analysis after that. After I take those calls, there's some other news I'm going to hit as well. Obviously, I'm upset and a lot of stuff's going on. But that's just the way it is. And that's just the way it's going to have to be. That's just the way it's going to go down. It is what it is. But everybody's going to take things serious real soon. And then you will face God. And nothing's going to stop that. Games are over. The party's over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm not mad at the listeners. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at anybody that we're associated with. I'm mad at the globalists. And we've been on the edge of destruction, just like the world has, since the advent of nuclear weapons, you know, since the 1950s, really, you know, obviously developed and detonated in 1945. But with bioweapons and all the rest of it, nuclear reactors, if they melt down, I mean, we're talking about the end of the world as you know it. For those who survive, they're wishing it's the end of the world. But now we've moved so close to midnight on the doomsday clock that I personally am completely upset and freaked out. And I get there's a normalcy bias because we're in crisis so long that people just kind of get comfortable with what's happening. We have to not be comfortable in that. So let me say something right now. Then I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to be very, very clear with people because this is really important. And I don't want to sit here like a baby bird begging because I can't stand it. But if people realize the urgency that was going on, how serious things are, that wouldn't even be an issue. People call into the show and they say, we really want to thank you for not giving up. We want to thank you for staying on air. And I want to explain something. It's you, the viewer and listener, that decide that. And I get tuning into reality and tuning into what's really happening is something I don't even want to do myself, but I'm forced to do it. And we've been proven that our view of reality and what's happening in the world is what's happening. So people ask me, thanks for not giving up. I want to say to you, thank you for not giving up. Because when you give up or you don't realize how important you are and you don't spread the word, pray for the broadcast and support the broadcast, it goes away. And that's really where we are in this equation. So I wrote these notes down. Thank you for not quitting, Alice. Well, thank you for not quitting, listeners and viewers. I mean, we're up against the globalists, the New World Order. And yeah, people fighting it are popular, but I think because of the glut of media and the tens of thousands of channels, people don't realize that these operations like mine are under massive attack. And the enemy believes they can cut the head off of these operations. You won't have any place to coalesce or focus, and you'll be defeated. So I need everybody to understand that, are you going to give up? Are you going to go along with this? Because if you don't support our broadcast, if you don't buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, if you don't go to DefendJones.com and make a straight donation so I can pay my bills and I'm upside down, then I am forced to go underground. And I am forced because you quitting is me quitting. And I guess I can sit here on air till they put chains on the doors and the lights go out. And then that'll really show you, oh, look, they really shut down. But the way they've set it up is I get completely exhausted by the time that even takes place. So I need your support at defendjones.com. I'm in the hole well over $1.5 million. And I don't have ways to pay this stuff. And if people don't think this show's of value and people don't think they want to keep this on air, then take me out of the game. I'm ready right now. And I'm not going to tolerate anybody around me that doesn't realize the war we're in. DefendJones.com. All right, I did that live on air. That's a 3-minute ad I just cut. I'm going to run that on the network, and we'll see what happens. And look, I mean, I'm not defeatist, and I'm not even depressed. We've had devastating victories against the enemy, and at a certain point, like you're a 45-year-old quarterback, that's equivalent to like being an 85-year-old man in the regular world, you got to hang your spurs up. But there's not a sense of urgency. Oh, Alex will always carry us through. Alex will always do it. Or people think, oh, well, InfoWars is going down. You know, even some of the crew, I'll just show up 3 days a week. Jones will put up with it. He's a candy ass. He's a nice guy. No, I won't. You're going to get fired. Because I'm going to keep the good people around here that actually are here and care instead of the other people that think this is a big party. It's not a party. And you're going to find that out real soon with what happens in the economy in the world. The games are over. You think the lockdowns and all that was bad? You've seen nothing. And I don't tell you that to scare you. I tell you that to get ready. I've been on air 29 years, and everything's been building towards this point we're at right now. This is it. This is the big one. This is the New World Order. This is the giant false flags. This is the power outages. This is the cyber attacks. This is the mark of the beast. This is the collapsed borders. This is Biden with bulldozers ramming down and destroying the fences on the Texas border. We're far beyond gone. And the other talk show hosts sit around and act like, well, we're waking up to the New World Order, and yeah, the government's full of traitors, but, you know, There's not a sense of urgency. And that's because the leadership we've got fighting the globalists are babies. They've not been doing it 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. All the old timers that I knew that did it longer than I did before they died, they would have known what to do right now. They're all dead. And let me tell you, it's scary as hell to look around and be the graybeard and to be the best we've got, because I don't think of myself as that good. The Ted Gundersons are all dead. G. Edward Griffin can still do a show, still a great guy, but he's 80-something years old. But I'm getting ready to leave you kids to it. Because it's a slow death sitting around here. And just all the games and all of the stuff that goes on. And hell, the Democrats like power outages and no food. Let them have it. I'm just trying to get you ready. And the left so spiritually blind, so spiritually deaf and dumb, they're not even going to recognize when they're in the jaws of this, which they already are. They're getting deeper into it. It's only going to make it worse. So, people ask me all the time on the street, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's like having a heavyweight boxer punch you in the stomach. We'll go to break and come back and take calls. Because I knew this was real. I knew the globalists already carried out everything they said they did before. And I know they're going to kill 90% of us at least. I know we're going to see that. And you're not going to believe it, even while they kill everybody around you. Okay. All right. And that's really the frustrating part about it, is that what's it like to be vindicated? Well, imagine you're tied up in some dungeon and you've already seen the pedophile devil worshippers torture 10, 15 kids and rape them and eat them alive right in front of you. And then you go, and now they're going to eat that other kid. They're like, wow, what's it like to be vindicated? Not very nice. How much evil you got to see? How much corruption you got to see before you break with it? Before you realize you should be all in against this. But
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Some of the headlines that broke in the last few hours while I was on air. It's just InfoWars, though, so I'm not paying attention. Nobody else is. Shock video, murder suspect shoots pistol whips cop during traffic stop. Joe Biden received $40,000 check and laundered money from Communist China through Family Oversight Committee reveals. Domestic terror attack imminent as millions of terrorists wait for signal to launch assault, U.S. intel analyst warns. In fact, I'm host of the fourth hour now. I'm going to cover all these stories in detail. You just got another hour of me. It'll punish you. They're trying to illegally remove my name. Trump warns of radical left scheme to strip him from the 2024 ballot. Viral video, House wins Halloween event with interactive Alex Jones, gay frog. Got a Paul Joseph Watson. Knock, knock, it's the Thought Police. What an incredible video. Threatening to arrest people, arresting people for their speech in the U.K., what a hellhole we live in now. And it's just going to get worse. The dumbass leftists that love the power over people can't look around and see the resources being cut off around them. Daniel in Texas, thanks for holding here on the air on the Elon Musk statements. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I love you. I love Owen. I love InfoWars. Elon Musk, perhaps he's broadcasting his agenda, just like the, you said, the satanic world order has to, like, make it public. That way we look stupid. Noah Val Harari said a few years ago that they want to read our DNA. I believe that God revealed to me that 666 is like a, when you grant permission to operating system directory and files, the numerical grant is 666. He wants to read and write to our DNA. There's an Elder Joseph that I wish that you would ask Greg Reese to do a report on. He prophesied about Russia invading Ukraine, about the Iran controversy. He prophesied that once Russia is aware that we and Israel are going to nuke Iran, that that Russia will turn our power off. St. Paisios.
Russia will turn our power off.
Yeah, yeah, that's that.
You know, it's funny. It's easy to say we're going to have a war with Iran or Russia's going to invade Ukraine. They've been threatening for a decade. Did he name when the Russians would invade Ukraine? Like, to the date, like I did. It's not a prophet. You can see the programming there.
He said it, like, in 2009, 2011, around that time, before he before he reposed. So maybe you could investigate that.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's a, I'm going to put this person down. I don't know him. But to say it's a profit that we're going to have war with Iran, I think that's a guarantee. But I appreciate your call. Man, I'm not a prophet, folks. I'm just analyzing all this information. Aaron in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I can't wait to get more of the ultimate bone broth. That stuff's great.
Yeah,
but I just want to go back to October. You know, you remember we had that nationwide alert, and just 2 or 3 days later, you know, we have the massive terror attack in Israel. And
that's right. On October 4th, they had the EAS emergency alert drill, and then a couple days later, the Israel thing.
Yeah, the worst attack since, I guess, the Holocaust. And then you have the mass shooting in Maine, which, while the guy's running around and the FBI and the cops are trying to find him, you know, there's a statewide shelter-in-place order by the governor there. And then the director of FBI yesterday just says, oh, you know, imminent attacks are definitely going to happen. So they're predicting what's going to happen. So I think they're just getting everybody ready. They know that Biden or anybody, any Democrat, is going
to
lose.
Yeah, they're getting ready to cancel the election.
Yeah, they have to do that because they, you know, the globalists, the Democrats, they know that Biden has no chance. Or pretty much any Democrat, I would think, would have no chance. So their only option is to maybe make some kind of situation, which is funny how they predict what they're going to do. They let you know. And then, you know, martial law, I mean, what's the rules of martial law? You have no rights.
No, that's because the patriots with Russia turned the power off like the prophet said they would.
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny how they, you know, once one thing happens, then the next day.
Yeah, the Russians got rid of our border. They had that bulldozer a few days ago smash through and get rid of all the barbed wire. The Russians shipped in the fentanyl. The Russians taught transgenderism. The Russians devalued the dollar. The Russians arrested all the J6 people. The Russians did everything. The Russians came after our guns. You heard it, like the Russians. That's why everything's bad. The Russians.
Yeah, I
see that Russian bulldozer right there, crashed through our border.
Yeah, I saw Putin was on. He was on the driving the steering wheel.
And it was actually Biden, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just the Russians. That's right. It was the Russians. Thank you, Aaron. Great points. Let's go to Tim in California. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm just mad at Putin running that bulldozer over the border.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty shocking video yesterday. Wanted to call with the particulars, first timer. Thanks, and God bless all.
God bless you.
Yeah, and sharing some of the best commodities we have with each other right now, which is time. So, just wanted to put that out there.
Every day we can talk is precious, brother.
Yeah, I know. Long time listener. Really glad to talk to you. I don't have a particular topic, Alex. I just, you know, wanted to call in and say hello. Don't want to take up time from the family, but I guarantee I'll call back. I'll be more prepared. This is a first timer.
No, brother, it's a pleasure to talk to you. What do you think about the world today? Boy, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. Yeah, I'm out here in California and trying to escape like everybody else, but, you know, don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the economy. Just be ready. When you go out shopping, just be, have your head on a swivel, be aware of your surroundings. That's really all you can do if you're really staying in the game. Just stay in the game.
Well said. I love you and I appreciate you, Tim. Joe in Indiana, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah, I'm just
first time caller, man. Before I make my point, I just want to say something to you. I love you, brother.
Love you too, man.
I knew a lot of things were wrong when I was very young. It wasn't until I started listening to you in 2016 that I started to get that broad spectrum understanding that you talk about all the time. And I appreciate you for that.
Appreciate you.
My point is you talked about the Hegelian dialect, and it's a very accurate, obvious representation of what it is when you talk about it. Create the problem, present the solution, right? What I really want people to understand is, having seen a little bit inside, like working in politics at one point, it's deeper than that. They have something that, think about the solution they present. They have something they want to do to begin with that they know the public won't go for, just like we wouldn't have went for World War II if Pearl Harbor was never attacked. So the problem they create knowing that what they wanted to do in the first place is going to be the only solution. And you're going to be begging for the solution, as you pointed out correctly. People beg for the solution.
relying on the government that they know is not having their best interests at heart to come save them for some reason? I really want people that are listening to think about that.
No, I agree. I agree. That's what they do over and over again. It's problem, reaction, solution.
And then I just wanted to make a point about your products. I've had friends that told me they didn't want to be friends anymore because I bought your products, and they're not my friends anymore. I've heard people call you a snake oil salesman. You're selling the same stuff that people can go get at a pharmacy or a grocery store or wherever, but all of those places, because of the way our economy has been restructured, particularly during COVID, all of those places, the local grocery store I could go to right now and buy stuff that you sell as well. That is part of the establishment that is oppressing us when I go spend money there versus spending the money with your organization to get the product. And the
yeah, that's it. Everything we sell is top-of-the-line certified supplements that totally work. It doesn't mean I'm Mr. Healthy. I'm totally stressed out, but you're absolutely right.
The first time I bought something from you, and I looked at where it was made on the label, and I said it has to be a good product because the regulations in the state where it's manufactured, I know the regulations are very strict. And, of course, the products that I've used that I've gotten through InfoWars have worked every time. They work when I use them, just like listening to you and then going and doing my own research and kind of staying abreast helps me, you know, helps
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for keeping us on the air, Joe. Let me just say this. We sell stuff because we're self-funded. We try to sell things that work good. So if we sell a water filter, we go out and say, what's the highest rated for the lowest price? Here it is. Or what's the best storable food company? Okay, we'll have that. Or I come up with a T-shirt. Is it the best? No, I'm not the best at T-shirt design, but they're pretty cool. So, I mean, it's just a book, a film, vitamin C, vitamin D3, CoQ10, PQQ. And we go out and say, what's the best nootropics? Okay, let's make that. We've had some game changers like the iodine that's still sold out. Got good coffee, you know, whatever. Here's where I am. There's a certain point where you're already done, so you might as well just admit it. So I'm not quitting today or tomorrow or next month, but I can't sit here and do this and just beg for stuff anymore. So if some big donors want to give us money that saved us about a year and a half ago, they can do it again. They can go to Infowars.com/crypto, make a donation, or people get stuff. But I'm just done. Like, I may just come back in a while and not even plug stuff ever again. Because I'm done doing this.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.